Watch, pro-Palestinian protesters in NYC honor Veterans Day by ripping down U.S. flags. By Joshua Klein on November 12, 2023. In a shocking incident that has triggered widespread outrage online, a pro-Palestinian mob can be seen cheering on a protester who climbed a flagpole and tore down U.S. flags as demonstrators marched through central Manhattan over Veterans Day weekend. One viral clip depicts NYPD officers looking on as pro-Palestinian activists scaled city streetlights to desecrate the flag. Meanwhile, police and protesters clashed on East 43rd Street in Manhattan. The demonstrations began Friday night in Columbus Circle and made their way to Grand Central Terminal, where protesters kicked in the doors as law enforcement sheltered inside. The demonstrators briefly forced the closure of the transportation hub as they marched through the streets of Manhattan for the second night in a row. In response, many took to social media to voice concern and outrage. Hamas erection takes NYC this weekend, wrote conservative political commentator Benny Johnson. These people are enemies of the U.S. as much as they are enemies of Israel, journalist Emily Schrader wrote. Stand with justice, stand with liberal democracy, stand with Israel. These people hate America, conservative podcaster Graham Allen asserted. They are ripping down our flag and replacing it with a Palestinian flag on American soil. Who do these people think they are? He added. These protests aren't peaceful, they're violent, anti-American. An anti-Israel, Iranian-American human rights advocate Sarah Rabiani wrote. Tearing down American flags on Veterans Day and replacing them with an enemy's flag, wrote one ex-user. Try that in a small town. On Thursday night, pro-Palestinian demonstrators occupied the lobby of the New York Times while vandalizing police vehicles outside with Free Gaza slogans. Last week, pro-Palestinian activists desecrated numerous monuments in Washington, D.C., including a Benjamin Franklin statue and an Andrew Jackson memorial. Protesters were also spotted donning Hamas-style headbands at a demonstration in London. The matter comes as pro-Palestinian demonstrations continue to promote anti-Semitic and anti-American sentiment. Last month, former President Donald Trump accused American universities who hosted radical pro-Palestinian activities of allowing or enabling the open hatred against Israel in America. Podcaster Natalie Winters described walking through the National March to Free Palestine in D.C., stating, "I truly don't feel like I'm in America anymore. It's not just blatant anti-Semitism, it's straight-up anti-Americanism." Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.